This is a documentary about what it was like in Kansas as a baseball player in the late 1800s and early 1900s. It's about playing ball at the time, and it's about the impact of town team baseball on everything from economic development, assimilating immigrants, labor relations, sort of take a broad view of its impact on the state and in early Kansas.
And the team was so closely linked to the town. It was almost as if the town and the team were the same thing.
It was all about baseball. The size of the crowds are documented in the newspapers. Up to 3,000 people with two small towns playing against each other. I mean, it was exciting.
Let's hear a clip from the film.
Today, to make connections, we might get onto social media. The turn of the century, baseball and other fraternal groups served that function. Baseball clubs, fraternal groups, churches, these were the Facebook of their day.
Our team is better than your team really equaled our town is better than your town.
This is also a time of competition. It's an era of what scholars know as boosterism. Towns and communities of all sizes are competing feverishly with each other, making sure that they get the railroad line or the county seat.
It sounds as though these teams were so important to the towns and the actual economic development of many of these towns that, I don't know, it was a good reason to have a team.
Yeah, it really was. And the towns that really took it seriously would put a salaried team together. We get into the Beloit Leaguers, and they were trying to put Beloit on the map. What you don't think about is, you know, hey, Highway 24 goes through Beloit. Well, you know, that wasn't a done deal back in the 1800s. You know, where's the highway go? Where the highway goes, that has to do with where the businesses go and where the population goes. And that's what they were kind of competing for. It's like, we want to be the town.
So if you had a great team, you had better odds of attracting the railroad, the highway, the whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And business.
This led to a lot of competition. Sometimes it didn't always go that well.
I mean, it was not uncommon for fights to break out on the field and spill over into the stands.
There was no decorum back then, so I mean, it was sure they're going to get in fights if you hit one of them or if you slid pretty hard, and these weren't rubber spikes back then. These were big-time spikes. And then their towns would end up sometime in a brawl.
The news of the fight on the Parsons Diamond yesterday afternoon reached the city within an hour after it had happened. The entire team was in jail. The Pittsburgh Daily Headlight.
The fact that a team could end up in jail, in a city jail, perhaps in another town, you don't see that anymore.
You know, there just wasn't as much restraint. The umpires weren't going to do anything. They were trying to keep themselves alive.
One of my favorite parts of your documentary involves a gentleman who played ball 70 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Bill Hess is watching film of himself playing baseball from 70 years ago. As the memories come rushing back, the delight on his face and in his voice is a joy to behold.
There, that's me. I know that's me.
Hess hasn't looked at this film for 40 years. But seeing
that's another clip from the documentary Town Teams Bigger Than Baseball. What do you think people are going to get out of viewing this documentary?
I think people forget, now that we have so many choices for our attention, they forget that back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, there weren't as many choices. And so all of that energy, all of that enthusiasm was all focused on baseball. I tried to capture the importance of it in terms of economic development and how teams competed, not just on the baseball field, but also economically. Sometimes they were competing for economic supremacy, and sometimes they were competing for economic survival. Not all small towns make it. That was what was sort of on the line. It wasn't the only thing, but baseball was a tool that was used to sort of wage those battles.